Hello.
Hey Rashad, how are you?
Hi, is this Chad?
This is Sam.
Hey, Sam. Sorry about that,
No problem. All right, so this is a good time to talk to you.
bud. Yeah, absolutely. I'm not doing nothing.
Okay, well, so the two will be the site that is essential, right? Because so we have completed the site, so we need to just go ahead and launch the site. So just waiting for your approval.
Okay, let me take a look and I'll send you an email. And don't worry about the GoDaddy thing. I saw it was another site I had a long time ago that charged me.
Oh,
So the site right now is hosted on GoDaddy, correct?
not right now. It's hosting on my demo server.
Oh, it's on your okay, it's on your dev server. Okay, cool.
All right, and
So
you go
So
ahead.
if I want to get that hosted on another server like cheapnames.com, I can do that, right?
So why you want to go over there?
It's cheaper, bro. Way cheaper. You got you, huh?
And you already spoke with Chase regarding this thing, right? Or what was that?
Well, we talked about it, but it's like 7 grand for everything that I need, right? I can go over there and get it for a little bit of nothing, but
So, but that hosting is not for your website. It's just for the one-page site because that is a shared hosting. I guess you were getting from the name cheap. So actually, and for your website, you need to, what was that? A dedicated server.
Yeah, but don't they host it? They have a hosting site, right? It's a hosting service, so they host your
Hosting
Hello?
server, it actually is a two type of hostings, right? The one is shared and one is a dedicated hosting server. But the dedicated hosting server is for your website, and a shared hosting means is that you can run only one page site or on the shared hosting. That's why for your site, it's not for the shared hosting. It will not be workable.
Why wouldn't it work? So it's on a dev server, but you're not going to keep the site on a dev server indefinitely, right? Because you need that space for other projects, right? So you're going to have to
That
do
for
it.
the actually demo server is a separate thing, right? Because on the demo server we have 1,000+ site of other clients as well. So, and if you will keep your site on the dev server, so it will not become on the Google, and it will not become over the Google. So how you will get the traffic
Right.
on your site and how it will get increase your sales and all that stuff, right? So that's why
No, I get what you're saying. You're saying typically you move it from dev to production. Maybe you do a staging and then you go to production. I get that, right? And then you deploy it in a production environment and then you usually have that, you guys host it yourself. Typically, most companies do that. But a lot of times you're going to have to host it using a service provider like. So a lot of these places will allow you to take your website and port it over to their server, and then they host it as well, right?
We also provide the hosting server to the clients, right? So, and we provide a dedicated hosting server, a specific hosting server to the client. And if you will go for the others like a GoDaddy or the Bluehost, so you can check out the prices for the dedicated hosting server. It's cost you
Okay.
more and more. Let's take an example. Are you okay? Can you open the GoDaddy right now?
Yeah, I'm not near a computer right now.
Right, so if you will go for the GoDaddy, right, you can still go to the dedicated hosting server. So they are charging you $129 per month for dedicated
Okay.
hosting server. So if you will go for the at least 1 year for the dedicated server, so $129 per month, so you will multiply by it with 12. Cost you
Yeah,
around
$1,200.
$1,548. $48. It's too much. If you will go for the 2 years, multiply by two, it costs you $3,000. It's too much. The same thing you will go for the other provider for the
How much do
dedicated.
you guys charge? How much do you guys charge to host my site?
I already you spoke with the Chase, right? So what he said to you?
Well, I don't remember. You tell me.
I need to confirm with Chase, right? So if you still on the line,
If
so
you
I
don't
need.
know,
I know.
wait, Sam, if you don't know, then how do you know you're cheaper? If I got to go talk to Chase
I
about it.
know very well about the pricing, right? If I will give you the price, and that price will not match what the Chase giving you that. So that would be, you know, a conflict between me and Chase.
You gotta, but see, that's the problem, though, Sam. You got to give me the price that's fair, right? So you're telling me Chase
possible.
Is giving me a bad price?
Actually, might be possible Chase gave you the discounted price. It couldn't be possible, right? That's why I'm saying I need to confirm what price he gave you, right?
Oh, Sam, that's game. You can tell me a price, but come on, man. We've been dealing with each other for 2 months now. Go ahead. Let me know. What's a good price? Save me a piece of that, hon. Can I have a piece of that? So,
and you also spoke with Chase regarding your number, toll-free number.
Yeah, and that's part of the issue, because if I go to cheapname.com, I can get a toll-free number and the dedicated email business email addresses for little or nothing. I think it cost me like $70 or some shit like that. You guys are charging. You guys want like, I think just for the dedicated email address, I mean, for the numbers and stuff, you guys want about, you know, $800-900. You know what I mean? You there with me, Sam? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Just give me 1 second.
Okay. Babe, what's up with the baby spoon?
Oh, it's mine. Sorry.
Actually. What's the money doing? Thought you wanted to drink out of that water bottle. You were complaining before about it. You remember?
Hello, are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for that. Actually, I got a call from the other department. Yes, so what were you saying? Right, so expert, let's say, if you will talk about the 6 emails with come with a 1 year package that is cost you around, the Chase give you the price, the original price is the same, which is $12.99, but Chase gives you the discounted price by email. I just opened his email, which is $9.99, right? If you will go for the 3-5 years, it will be go along 10 email address, unlimited storage and all that stuff, right? The 3 year span is the original price was $2,000, but the discounted price is $1,500, and a 5 year the original price is $2,500, and now the discounted is $1,999, and same goes to 10 years.
That's for the emails, the business emails, and the phone number together.
This is for the business emails and complete hosting server. So in that dedicated hosting server I'm talking about, right? As I mentioned to you, the GoDaddy charging you $129 per month. So if you will go for the 1 year, right? If you will go for the 1 year for the GoDaddy, so they charge you $1,548. But it's the same way if you will go with us for the 1 year, along, and we will provide you the dedicated hosting server, complete cPanel access as well, and six email address, and in the cost of $999 only. So you can save $600 here. And the same goes to GoDaddy, $129 per month, and for next 3 years, so it multiplied by 36 months, right? It costs you like $4,600. And the same package we are giving you in $1,499. You see the difference. And same goes to 5 years. We are providing $1,999, and the GoDaddy will charge you more than $6,000 for the 5 years. For the same thing, what we are providing,
so
what the GoDaddy is providing to you.
Okay, so what if I reduce the amount of emails, right, from 6 to 1
it's
email?
It depends on you, but the price will not be fluctuated.
It won't fluctuate. I'll be the same.
It won't fluctuate. Yep. The 6 emails is there. You can go ahead and use 6. If you want to use 1, that's up to you. It's totally up to you. There is no, like, a difference, like, if you want to go with the 1 email, so the price would fluctuate. But these are the plans. Either you want to use 6 or either you want to 1, it's up to you. It's your choice. So 1 year plan, original price was $1,300, but after discount, Chase gives you the special discount, which is $999. Same goes to 3 years, same goes to 5 years, and the 10 years, the price will fluctuate, right? And top of that, the toll-free number is depends on the area code of the city. The Plano area or city, the Plano area code is 469 or 1800. It depends whether it's available during or the time of the securing number. But the original price was like $899. But after the discount, he gave you $699 one-time fee. There is no monthly or there is no yearly charges. It's a one-time fee, right? And if you want to go, like a monthly fees, it will be cost you, right? And which will give you 170 minutes to call from that same number and unlimited inbound calls you can receive, right? With on the toll-free number, most probably you will receive calls from the clients. So definitely you will receive unlimited calls on the same number, right? And if you want to call someone to to any one of the clients, so you have 170 minutes, like it's around 3 hours. So is it 3 hours? Is it 170 minutes too much? Right? You can go ahead and call that person. But normally, from the toll-free number, I don't think so. You will call. It's a minority. You will call your clients from your toll-free. Most probably, you will email them and It depends, but it's not frequently you will call them. I don't think so. Most probably, actually. I'm here also in the company. It depends, right? But you will have 170 minutes, and it will be increased as per the package, right? But the one-time fee was $899 given by Chase, but after discount, the price is $699. Just $200 you can save here as well. It's a one-time fee for the toll-free number. Is a 170 minutes is free in that amount, and you
I got you with all that, Sam. I got you with all that. I mean, it doesn't sound like a bad deal. What I need to do is, so for the business emails, is there a way? So with the business emails, you guys host those on your own exchange servers?
Yes, we have own email servers, right? We will provide a complete package. This is not a third party or something. We have own our
you'll be able to do that. So I want to change that email address to a generic. Let's say you're hosting it. Can you then also point those emails from your exchange server to like a Gmail account, or it has to be on that exchange server?
Of course, if you want to point the same emails to your Gmail account or to any other workplace, we can go ahead and point at them. No problem with that.
Okay. All right.
And even the
main. Okay. Well, let me take a look at Sam. I'm going to take a look at the website, and I'll give you my feedback. I know it's been a long drawn out. You guys want to get this done. This would be my last critique here. I just want to look at it and see, because there were some things on it that needed to change. But give me a day to take a look at it, and then I'll respond to you, and then Monday, can we talk again? Like, I'll send an email today, and I'll do everything by tomorrow, right, that you have, but I want to meet again Monday so we can just finalize everything. Is that cool?
Of course, but can you let me know, like, what thing you need to be figured out in these package or others?
Oh, you know how you go on the home page, and then you have we are, I think there's supposed to be a picture there. It just says we are, and it says picture. That should be the same as the first splash page that's popping up there, right?
Which picture you're talking about?
So if you go to the home page, right, it has the home page, and then it flashes we are so-and-so. You know, it has those flashing banners, those banners that are flashing by. One of the flashing banners says, we are picture.
Let me open your site. Just give me 1 second.
Okay. Monty, is that chicken done in the air fryer? Thanks, buddy.
I'm on it now. So what you're talking about, we do big project every day.
Right, and then another, there's another banner that flashes by too, right? Go to the, that's the home page. Go to one of the other pages and see there's another banner. It's going to say we are, and it says picture.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yes, I don't want to say we are. Huh?
Yes, so there's a we are picture, uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't want that. We are picture. What does that mean?
So what you want there?
I wanted the same thing that's on the other page.
Oh, okay. We do do a big project, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
There is a we do big project every day.
Right.
Quick, no problem. I will show you the same thing.
Yeah, that's it. If you can
it's
just,
the rest of the thing is fine.
Okay. So you can do that. All right, cool. That's good. I think that was the only thing aside from getting the, you guys needed the proper business email, phone number, and address. But those can be updated anytime, right? So once I'm ready to purchase the service with you guys, I say, hey, I want to get the dedicated number and the dedicated email hosting and the hosting of the website. You guys can update the web itself, right? With the new
Of course, can. Even okay. We will update for you. Otherwise, we will provide you the complete access, right? And I will provide you the complete training, like how to make all the changes for on this site. So
okay.
Don't need to worry about that. I'm always here. I will definitely help you out in this. Okay?
All right, Sam. Sam, to get me to trust you, I don't know, man. You got some good words, man. So, I don't know. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me take a look at it, and then I'll hit you up on the email tomorrow, all right?
Sure, no problem. I will be waiting for it.
All right, buddy. Appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. Take care.